give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. And we meet at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings, and we invite you out to be part of our midweek service. We have a wonderful time in the middle of the week, wonderful singing. We always have a prayer guide we pass out that folks have and have prayer requests on it and missionaries listed. And of course, we read a missionary letter always on Wednesday night. And then we have a study of God's Word. So it's a great time. Always just what we need right in the middle of the week. Children's clubs that meet on Wednesday night, and of course a nursery as well for the little ones. And I hope you can come out and join us, or if you have a church you belong to, you be in your place and you be there to be a blessing to your church and your pastor and for God to minister and speak to your heart. Now, along those lines, I want you to go to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. I want to talk to you just a little bit today about God's protection. God's protection. Psalm 56, there's 13 verses here, and it starts out by saying, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. For this I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Wow, this is a psalm of protection. David wrote it when he's fleeing from Saul. He's gone to the Philistines, and they've given him Ziklag, a city to live in. He's there for a year and 4 months. The Philistines go to war with Israel. They don't want David to go along for fear he'll turn and fight for Israel. So they send him back to Ziklag. And they find out, when he gets back to Ziklag, that it's been invaded by the Amalekites. And their wives and children have been taken. And again, that's all part of God's protection of David. Getting him to live in Ziklag, away from the Philistines and away from the battle with Israel. And then, of course, the Amalekites, God tells him, "You pursue after him, recover." And he does, and he recovers everything. And so the Jews knew that this psalm was about God protecting his people, God protecting his men that serve him. And so anytime the Jews would be away from home, they feel a little insecure and a little unsafe, they would be reminded of Psalm 56 and God's protection and God's care for them. Notice, number one, the complaint they had in verses 1 and 2. How, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up." Verse 2, "Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me." Oh, his enemies. Man would swallow him up. His enemies would swallow him up. Listen, not wound me, not hurt me, but swallow me whole. I mean, he felt the attack. And David said, "I'll just feel the attack some days. I feel that attack every day." There's never a day that he would get up and walk out and say, "Well, there's no one to fight today." Oh, no. He's got a battle every day. And listen, my friend, you and I as believers, we don't have a day where we get up and say, "Well, there's no battle today." No, there's a battle every day. We are battling the enemy. The Bible says we have an enemy named Satan, and he's on duty all the time. And I know him. I've done business with him, like Billy Sunday said. And I know it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. And so let's go to battle every day. There's never a day off. There's never a night off. There's never time off. There's many that fight against us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's not just a single enemy. They come after me in packs. They come after you in packs. And that enemy never rests. That enemy never quits. That enemy never takes any time off. He's always after us. That's the complaint that David had. But notice the confidence in verses 3 and 4. What time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee, and in God I'll praise his word. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. He said, I'm not afraid to say that I'm afraid. But he knew the imminence possibly of his death and that it was going to come. In fact, he would say at one point, there's but a step between me and death. But David is making a decision here that fear will not rule me. Fear will not control me. When I'm afraid, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to put my trust in God. Fear ought to drive you to trust. Fear ought to drive us to faith in God. When you don't know what to do and you're afraid, the antidote for that is trust in the Lord. And you won't fear what man can do unto you. You have enemies? Absolutely. Are you afraid? Absolutely. The key is, what are you going to do? Will you put confidence in the flesh or confidence in the spirit? Confidence in yourself or confidence in God? No, faith takes hold of God through his word. Notice he said, I'm going to trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I put my trust. The word of God and trusting in the word of God and trusting in God go hand in hand. I hold to his promises. Even before, there's a performance of the promise. I don't have to fear man because my faith is in the promises of the Word of God. In Samuel, you read that David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. So I'll not be afraid. Why should I be afraid when I'm in need? When the Bible says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Why should I be afraid when I have cares and concerns? When the Bible says, I cast all my care upon him, for he careth for me. How can I be afraid when I'm lonely? When Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. How can I be afraid when I feel weak? When the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. How can I feel unloved when it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son? When I have the promise that Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Oh, my friend, grab a hold of the promises of God, and there's confidence in what God has said. There's confidence in the promises of God. We see the complaint of David. We see the confidence of David, but we see the carefulness of David. Verses 5 and 6, every day they wrest my words, and all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. I mean, in a Bible sense, he's still worrying. He says, listen, they take my words and they make them mean something I didn't mean by them. That, just like Jesus, they would listen, always trying to tangle them in his words. But he's saying, Lord, you listen to my words. They mark my steps. They watch everything I do. They're waiting for me to just have a misstep. They're waiting for an inconsistency. They're waiting. They're watching. They're wanting to kill me. They're wanting to me to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. I see here he's very anxious, he's very fretful, he's very full of care. And he should be, have the confidence in the promises of God. But oh, my friend, wait a minute, there's a cure. Beginning in verse 7, he says, in thine anger, O God, cast down the people. He says, you tell my wanderings, and now put my tears in thy bottle, are they not in thy book? And he said, this one thing I know, God is for me. Verse 9, in God I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Notice the cure. First of all, it's prayer. Prayer. Cast down the people, O God. David always was such that he would not avenge the enemies. That's God's job. Anytime we seek vengeance, we're taking the place of God. It's not wrong to pray and ask God to do what he often does. Remember, you don't need to be full of care. You can pray. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. First step, he prays. The second prayer, second point is tears. Put my tears in thy bottle. Are they not written in thy book? Tears represent his brokenness. Tears represent his humility. God used all these things to tenderize David. that he would have a heart after the heart of God. How's your heart today, friend? God desires us to be tender-hearted. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. How's your heart today, friend? Is it hard? Is it stony? Is it rocky? Or is it good and it's soft? Is it fertile? Is it watered? He says, God, put the tears. Put them in the bottle. See, God remembers our afflictions. He's very aware. When Mary anointed his feet and wiped his feet with her hair of her head and her tears. Her tears. When we see somebody afflicted, or we see them in pain, what do we notice? We notice their tears. When Jesus at the grave of Lazarus began to weep, you know what they said? Behold how he loved him. What said that? His tears. His tears. So the cure is prayer. The cure is tears. The cure is faith in the Word of God. He says, this I know, God is for me. Romans 8 puts it this way. Hey, if God be for us, who can be against us? So we pray, we cry out to God, and we realize God is for me. He helps me. He turns back the enemies. This I know. Oh, there's some certainty of faith there. Praise God for his word. Praise God for his goodness. I know, listen, there's some things you ought to know, my friend. You ought to know you're saved. You ought to know you have eternal life. You ought to know your name's written down in heaven. And so praise him. God is merciful. God is just. The Lord will take care of his own. Oh, the strength of prayer and the strength of the word of God. Prayer, tears, and he turns the enemy back. Remember, Paul would write to the church at Corinth, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Notice up in verse 3, he said, when I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. But now look verse 11. In God I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Oh, verse 11 is much better than verse 3. Trust first. Trust first and you won't have to be afraid. And then lastly, let's look at the constancy. That's 12 and 13. Thy vows are upon me, I render praise unto thee. Thou wilt not deliver, you'll deliver my soul from death, and will not deliver my feet, and will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the land of the living? You delivered my soul. Now won't you deliver my feet from falling? Yes, he will. God doesn't just save your soul, he saves your life. And he'll save you to be able to walk before the Lord in the light of the living. I walk in liberty. I walk in service. I walk in holiness. I walk in fellowship. I walk in righteousness. I walk enjoying the smile of heaven. God's my Father. Peace rules in my heart. Boy, the psalm ends quite differently than it began, didn't it? You see, because in verse 1, he's in the presence of his enemies. But in verse 13, he's in the presence of God. Prayer, tears, faith in God, and you'll end up praising God for his protection and his care for you. And you'll walk before him in the land of the living. Well, that's what I plan to do today. I'm going to walk before him in the land of the living. And I hope that walk will take you to church tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you at the midweek service this evening here at Bible Baptist Church. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. I want to talk to you tomorrow about 7 powerful words. Don't miss that broadcast, all right? And I'll look forward to tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. See Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.